44-year-old Meb Keflezighi, has been named America's King of Long Distance Running. The Californian is the only runner to have won an Olympic medal, the Boston Marathon, and the New York City Marathon. The Olympics, if you haven't heard, right now are postponed this year from Tokyo. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us on the World Wide Web at WWIB.com, and you can give quickly, safely, and securely right there. Plus, our mailing address is there. If you'd like to give remotely, you can go through the mail. All that information is at WWIB.com. In 2017, Keflezighi retired after the New York City Marathon. It was his 26th career marathon, and he consequently wrote the book that lays out his life story. It's called 26 Marathons. Meb Keflezighi is with me on the show today. So you retired in 2017, Meb. What have you been doing since?
It's been a great honor to retire from the sport of running in terms of competitive, but I still love to run, and what I've been spending most of my time is my time with my wife and kids, dropping them off at school, picking them up from school, and doing a lot of motivational speaking, and quite a bit of tour with the new book, 26 Marathons. It's been also a lot of fun, and doing speaking engagements and doing some charity work.
All right. That's kept you busy since 2017, and, of course, that's been temporarily shut down, picking the kids up from school, dropping them off, and the speaking engagements because of the coronavirus. Out of all these marathons that you've run, Olympic, Boston, New York City, what stands out to you as your most unforgettable?
There's quite a bit of them to have done 26 marathons that stands out. Some of them were the pinnacle of my career at one point or another, and then eventually some of them, through the ups and downs of life, you learn from them, and But my first marathon, which I did when I was 27 years old in New York City Marathon, people always tell me that I was going to be quite a bit of a good marathon runner when I was in high school and college, and ask them, how far is that? They said 26.2. I'm like, no, I'm a miler. I want to stick to that as long as I can. But then in 2002, when I was 27 years old, I did the marathon in New York City Marathon, and it was quite not embarrassing, but scary. I went for it. I went for the win, and slowly but surely, I find out there's a big wall, invisible wall, and I hit the wall, and I finished it. My parents were there, and I remember my parents just saying, my mom especially, she says, 5K, 10K, okay, no more marathons for you, because she saw me in pain, and it was cold, miserable day, and I hit the wall, invisible wall, and that sticks around. But some of the most fun times that I understand that stands out is like the Athens Olympic Games in 2004, where I brought home the silver medal, and then winning New York City Marathon after overcoming so many obstacles and pelvic stress fracture. That took me about a year and a half of physical therapy to overcome that injury, and then to be able to, through the mercy of God, to be able to win in His time, not in our time, and to be able to come back and win the New York City Marathon. That was personal gratification for me. But the one that stands out the most is the 2014 Boston Marathon. I was shy of my 39th birthday by 2 weeks, and it was a year after the bombing. I had less than 1% chance, according to experts, that I have chance of winning the marathon. But, when you're doing it for a greater cause than yourself, I wrote the victim's name on my bib that we lost from the bombing and the police officer. And I just got inspiration from them. I prayed and prayed really hard, not only that day, but throughout that year, for God to give me strength and also to do for a cause and purpose. And, not unbelievable to me, but nothing to God. That lined up really well. And I became victoriously and to be able to signal to the sky and to the heavens and say, thank you, Lord, for giving me that moment. I know I was on this earth to be a runner, and that was a solidification of that, winning the Boston Marathon in 2014.
Yeah, I think we'll unpack that a little bit more next time with you, that Beantown Marathon from 2014. Now, you've said Meb, that everyone, no matter how athletic or tip-top shape you're in or how out of shape you might be, everybody, in your opinion, should at least at one point in their life run a marathon. Why do you say that?
Well, I think the commitment to the marathon, the dedication, the effort, and the perseverance that gives you and goal setting is huge. And obviously, the earlier that you can do it in your life, the better. But, you know, if somebody wants to do the first marathon at 80, I don't want to encourage that. But if they're at 65 or 63 and whatnot, I meet people all the time that they're doing this first marathon at 60. It's never too late to start running. But I think it just tells you the value of dedication, commitment, perseverance, and goal, that you can overcome so many obstacles in preparation and the journey, and to be able to conquer 26.2 miles on your feet is a wonderful feat.
It is amazing. And you run 26 of them. Meb Keflezighi, the king of long-distance running in this country, the Olympian, winner of the Boston Marathon, New York City Marathon. We're out of time here. Meb, but we have not crossed the finish line yet for sports and commentaries. I think we'll dial it back to 2014, that Boston Marathon, historic Boston Marathon win for you on our next show. Thanks for being here today. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.